You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean.
Bass Gary Relyer and my very dear friend joins us this morning to talk about a concert he's putting on called We're Still Singing. It's to help fund cancer research in support of sick kids. It's taking place on Tuesday, November 28th at 7:30 p.m. at Bloor Street United Church. And Gary is with us to talk about it. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Oh, man.
I know.
I could just listen
gorgeous?
To you say that all day long.
I know. Oh, go ahead. Gary, what's your main reason for doing this concert?
Two main reasons. The inspiration for this concert came from a debt that my wife and I feel towards Sick Kids Hospital. We lost a grandson 16 years ago to brain cancer, and they were so good with our grandson. Mm-hmm. They brought their skill and their love to make his short life as comfortable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I get a little teary here and there,
understandable,
completely understandable,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No, he was a divine child, and it's when he was born, he only lived a year. It felt like he almost knew he wasn't going to last more than a year, and that he just gave his love to us and everybody he met in a wonderful way, and he never saw anything that he wasn't delighted with.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he had to be very musical. It's a bit of a musical family.
Just a slightly musical family, yes.
And anyway, they discovered that he had cancer when he was 8 months old, and he was before then he was never cranky, but the week before they discovered he had cancer, he just began crying and retching, and it was tragic. And within 5 days, they knew that he had brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a successful operation in terms of relieving the pressure on the brain, so that he was back to his sunny ways really until the week before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll say that Sick Kids, the stints that he spent in the hospital were they were wonderful, because the nurses and doctors are very happy with him, and they made him happy.
Yes, more important.
And he made them happy. It was amazing.
Nice.
Right.
After... Now, if I talk about him up for a half hour, is this...
well, we'll go into the next program.
But we wouldn't mind talking about the concert.
The concert.
Whenever
yes.
you're ready.
Well, anyway, he died, and we felt so really indebted to the hospital for making his life as comfortable as it was. And we said to ourselves, someday, let's give a concert and kind of pay back to Sick Kids Hospital. And but life being what it is, both Ann and I were stricken with cancer after that. Mm-hmm. I had prostate cancer, and my wife had breast cancer. And we were treated successfully for that, and we're both in remission. And anyway, we, what was it? Last spring... we were having a coaching with Michael Rose.
A wonderful pianist.
Yeah, wonderful pianist. And he composes, too, now.
I know.
He had a successful production this last year, this last summer. We got talking. Old people talk about illnesses. I will stop any minute now. It turns out that he and I both had had prostate cancer. And then we started talking about the other performers in the profession, in the community. And all of a sudden we're naming off a lot of names.
Yes.
And all of them were in remission, and most of them were back singing again and singing better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my wife and I said, and we said, let's put a concert together, mm-hmm. and let's take us survivors, mm-hmm. and let's make some money for Sick Kids Hospital. Great. So that's exactly what we did. We started writing down names and saying, oh my gosh, you'd be fantastic. You know, mm-hmm. I had just sung, Ann and I had just sung a production of Magic Flute with Opera York, and the lead, the Pamina, was Annie Ramos, mm-hmm. If you know her. She's
sure.
gorgeous. Gorgeous to look at and gorgeous to listen to. And she was my Pamina. I was her Zoroastro. And we gave her a call to see if she'd be interested in this concert. And she was. She was enthusiastic.
I bet you didn't get many people saying no to you at all.
No, no. And if they'd said no, we would have cried or something to get them to say yes.
Pleaded, yes, indeed. Now, Gary, I'm looking at this program, and I know you're going to sing. Of course, you have to sing.
I have
to. Also, you're down here a gazillion times to play the piano, to accompany singers.
Yes. My sister and I were a two-piano team when we were kids and in high school. And famous in our own little town, and we formed a group. My sister and I, and my wife Anne, and we have a son named John who sings
John
a
Reilly,
bit.
John Reilly sings the Met.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And we formed a group to give him a chance to perform. And so we called Bob Misson and said, "What do you think? We'll get our family show on the road." And he said, sure, I can sell that.
Yeah.
And he did. He sold his 25 concerts in Ontario.
Wow.
And it was a chance to get John so he could be comfortable on stage. And it really worked. He went off to Curtis. I'm getting off track, but you're supposed to at this age.
we'll pull you back.
Yeah, good. We'll bring you back.
Necessary.
Yeah.
We'll bring you back.
Anyway, we played for each other.
Right.
You know, and John actually played his electric guitar for a couple tunes. So whenever my sister sings, mm-hmm. I play for her. And
that's
when
great.
I sing, she plays
that's
for me.
That's great.
Isn't that terrific?
That's nice.
And I see you've got Quartetto Gelato playing.
Well, just a minor little group called Quartetto Gelato.
Yeah, just a minor.
Well, yeah, and one of the first people we called was Peter DeSoto.
Sure.
And the co-founder of that group, of course, was his wonderful wife, the brilliant oboist, mm-hmm. Cynthia. What is Cynthia's last name?
It's, that's all right.
Celius. Yes, and. They formed in 2002, and she died unfortunately of cancer in 2006, I think it is. Anyway, they were a very hot touring group at the time, and when she died, I think Peter made a promise to her that he would keep the group alive and mm-hmm. keep evolving, and so I called him to see if he was interested. He studied voice with me. Everybody studied voice with me, by the way, in Toronto.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And he was enthusiastic about this concert. And so he's bringing the rest of the quartet
right.
with him.
Well, Gary, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning and
sounds
talking
like
to us.
Sounds like a great show.
It does.
I hope people come because it's for a wonderful cause. Mm-hmm.
And clearly it's a very good cause. And, you know, we're hearing again and again, you're telling us so many stories about people that have had cancer, and we all know someone.
Well, especially today Dmitry Vorostovsky
passed away.
Oh, no. Did he really?
Yeah, yes, he did.
That makes
yep.
me so upset.
So, Gary, thank you.
Oh, my God.
I really do appreciate it. So we were talking with Gary. We've been talking with Gary Relier, who's got a beautiful bass sound.
No kidding. Like, you can't tell.
No. The concert is called We're Still Singing. It's to help fund cancer research in support of sick kids. And for tickets, go to voicesrelier.com. It's taking place Tuesday, November 28th at 7:30 p.m. at Bloor Street United Church. You can also get tickets at the door. That's at 300 Bloor Street West in Toronto. Thanks so much for coming
Thank
in, Gary.
You,
great to see you.
I'll see you on stage soon,
okay.
I'm sure.